Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simin Kuf Pei Vav. We are on page 180. Simin Kuf Pei Vav is im noshim uketanim chayovim bebirchas hamazon. If women and children are chayiv in benching. The Mechaber says in Sef Aleph, noshim chayovos bebirchas hamazon. Noshim are chayovos in benching. V'safek hu im hein chayovos mida raisa umotzios es ha-noshim. It's a safek if their chiyuv is min ha-Torah and therefore they can be motzi the men. Or if their chiyuv is only midrabanan, the einon motzios elo lemi she'ein chiyuvo elo midrabanan. And if the chiyuv of the nashim is only midrabanan, they can only be motzi those who have a chiyuv midrabanan. The Rama ends off and says, "Va'en lekaman simin kuf tzadites b'inyan zimun shalahem." We'll discuss later on the halacha of a zimun for nashim. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, there is a suffix if the chiyuv of the nashim is midaraisa lufi shehi mitzas asei shelo hazman grama. The reason why nashim would be chayavos midaraisa is because benching is a mitzas asei that is not time bound. Whenever a person eats a suda, he needs a bench, and that would be a reason to yes be mechayvim daraisa. Or if their chiyuv is only midarabonim sivkatan beis. Why would Nashim be Chayavos only Midirabanan? Midiksiv al Ha'aretz HaTova. We say in benching, we thank Hashem for the good land of Eretz Yisrael. V'Nashim ein lohem chelek ba'aretz mitzad atzman. And women, as we know, do not have a chelek in the Yerushas Ha'aretz. Im lo bebas yareshes. Unless, of course, they yashin from their father when there are no sons. But they don't get be'etzem a Yerusha in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Masha ein ken kohanim levim, which is not the case by kohanim and levim, afal pi she'ein lahem chelak, even though they also don't get a chelak in the regular nachla of Eretz Yisrael, mikomokom yesh lahem arei migrash, but they do have the 48 cities that were given as the arei migrash, and therefore they are considered as having a chelak ba'aretz. So that is one pshat of why the women would be chayavos only midirabanan, because it's not shayach al ha'aretz atova, they don't have a chelak ba'aretz. V'yesh omrim mishum shelo nitan lahem bris v'torah. Some say the reason that sad why women would not be chayav midaraisa is because, as we know, we'll see later, that you have to say in benching about bris milah and about Torah, and women are not included in the mitzvah of bris milah or the mitzvah of learning Torah, and therefore their chiyav of benching would only be midirabanan. The Mechaber told us if their chiyav is only midirabanan, they would only be able to be motzi someone who has a chiyav of benching midirabanan. Sivkotan gimel kigon shelo ochal kedei svia, like a man who only ate a kazayas or more, but he was not full. She'ein chiyuvu ela midirabanan. Then his chiyuv in benching is only midirabanan. It matches the chiyuv of the isha. Then she can be motzi him in the benching. Umesayim atur, and the tour ends up and says, "Timipneishu suffik, since it is a suffik lemaisa, if they are chayavos daraisa udirabanan, naktinan de'ein motzios es haachirim she'ochlo kedei svia." We take on halacha lemaisa that they should not be motzi others that ate till they were full who have a chiyuv daraisa. So a woman who's only a safek daraisa, safek derabanan, cannot be motzi a man who ate till he was full who has a chiyuv daraisa. V'chein kosav haRambam perakei milchos brachos. And so too writes the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. Kosov b'shalz and shuvah shara Ephraim. The shalz and shuvah shara Ephraim writes, Isha sha'ochla kidei svia, an Isha who ate until she was full, v'nistapka in bercha, and she has a suffix if she benched, so chayeves levarich. So then she has to bench again, says the Shara Ephraim. Ayin Sham Tamo, look there for his reason. V'chein hiskim b'chay odam v'mogin giborim. And so too agrees the chay odam and the mogin giborim. We'll see the other sheet and then we'll explain the machlokes. Achein, however, b'chadushur b'kiva eger. In the chadushur b'kiva eger, v'chein b'birke Yosef pasku she'enam tzricha lachzor ulevarich. That a woman who is mesupik, if she benched or not, would not need to go back and bench. So we're talking about an Isha again who ate till she was full, and she's Masubak if she bench. We have here Machlokas to Shara Ephraim and Rekiv Eger. Does she have to go back and bench Mesufik or not? The Chaim Mitzadeh B'Prim Megodim. The Prim Megodim is also Mitzadeh like Rekiv Eger, that she does not need to go back and bench. So let's see note number 5, who's masbir that side of Rabbi Akiva, that if she ate till she was full and she's musubag if she benched, that she does not need to go back and bench. Says note number 5, hisbara b'divrayim tamadavar, they bring down the reasoning for their shita. Shekevan sheyesh safek v'gabi chiyuvan shel noshim bebirchas hamazon imhu me'atora u'mederabanan. Since, as we know, there is a safek by the noshim if they're chayavos in benching midaraisa u'mederabanan. Im kein ba'ufen shel safek brocha nechshav hadover klapei hadaraisa kesvek sveka. Therefore, in terms of the Safek Bracha, it's considered in terms of the Chi of Daraisa as a Svek Sveka. Safek Haim Chayaves. Number 1 is a Safek if she's Chayav Midaraisa or not. Vesafek Haim Bircha. And so maybe she's not Chayav Daraisa. And even if she's Chayav Daraisa, maybe she already benched. So therefore, on a Daraisa level, she certainly has a Svek Sveka that she would not bench. Uklape Hadarabona Nechshav Kesafeka Darabona Shadina Lakula. Now you want to address the Safek Darabona that she Vade has a Darabona Chayav if she ate. And she didn't bench, but we're not sure if she benched or not, so that would be a regular Safek Derabanan, and therefore we go to Kula. So the way they look at it is they look at it first from the point of view of the Daraisa. So maybe she's not Chayav Daraisa, and even if she's Chayav Daraisa, maybe she benched. So the Sveik Sveik on the Daraisa level tells us she doesn't have to bench again. So what do you want to tell me? We have a Safek on a Derabanan level, Safek Derabanan Lakula, and therefore this Shita Riki Veger and those with him say that she's Pater. However, the explanation of the Shita of the Shaar Ephraim and those who are with him would be that we don't view it, we don't separate the Daraisa and the Rabbanan. There's really no Sveik Sveik over here. There's really only one Safik. Maybe she benched, so she doesn't have to bench again. But if she didn't bench, she's chayv to bench. Now, what are you going to say? That maybe it's a daraisa, maybe it's the rabbanon. There's no nafkamina in terms of whether it's daraisa or the rabbanon. Lamaisa, both tzadim say she has to bench. And therefore, we don't separate out the suffik daraisa and then address the suffik darabanon. We look at the whole situation. The whole situation, it's really only one suffik. Maybe she benched, but if she didn't bench, she's vaday chayv. Maybe it's daraisa, maybe it's the rabbanon. But therefore, the Shaar Ephraim says that if she's mesupik, if she benched, she would be chayeves levarich. The Mishabura ends off Sivkat and Gimel and writes, even though we saw it's a major machlokas in the Achronim, one who wants to rely on this shita of the Shaar Ephraim and those with him, and they want to actually go back and bench, ein limchos biyodo, we will not protest against her, v'ayim bibir halacha. So we have a machlokas over here, a woman who ate till she was full, she has a sadek if she benched or not. Some say she has to bench, some say she doesn't have to bench. One who wants to rely on the shita that she does go back and bench has what to rely on, and we will not protest against her. That is the ikar shita. Says the mechaber vaitis abeis, katon chayiv midirabonon kidei lechancho. A katon is chayiv in benching midirabonon for chinuch reasons. And now which the Gemara discusses that a son can bench for his father, even though the son only has a chiyuv of chinuch, which is the Rabbanan, the father could have a chiyuv of daraisa. We're talking about kishelo ochal ha'av kedei svia. We're talking about a case where the father did not eat till he was full. She'enu chayev elam the Rabbanan. That way his chiyuv is only the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan of the son could pater the chiyuv of the Rabbanan of the father. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Dalad, Katan chayev mid the Rabbanan, a Katan is chayv in benching with the Rabbanan. Hainu afilu lo ochal ra kezayis. We're talking about over here a katan that even if he only ate a kezayis, gam kein chayv mid the Rabbanan l'chancho. He's also chayv in benching mid the Rabbanan for chinuch reasons. Vahid the ben sev katan hei ratzalom rahid the isa b'gemar, that which the Gemara brings down, the ben katan mevarech umotzi as ofa b'birchas hamazom gishen yodei levarech, that a son who is a katan could bench and be motzi his father who doesn't know how to bench, sev katan vav, that's kishalo ochal ha'av kedei svia. That's where the father did not eat until he was full. Avo, im ochal ha'av kedei svia. But if the father, in fact, ate till he was full, shechayv levarach min ha'torah, in which case he would achiyav in benching midaraisa, ein beno katon shemuchiyav rak midarabonon yochal lotzio, then the chiyav the rabbonon that the son has would not be able to be motzi the chiyav daraisa of the father. V'kosvu ha'achronim de'achronim, right, the katon eino motzi as ha'isha, a katon also cannot be motzi an isha in benching, the shem because the son is vaday only chayav midrabanan. The issue, we said it's a suffix. The Gemara asks it as a question and does not answer, and therefore maybe the woman is chayav midaraisa. Therefore, a katan cannot be motzi an isha. Sev katan zayin, on that which the mechaber said that the son who is going to be motzi the father, it has to be the father ate only less than a kedei sviya, and that way he's only chayav midrabanan. Sev katan zayin, the mishabura says v'im gam haben lo ochal kedei sviya. If the son also ate less than the shira sviya, the have etzlo trei derabanan. Now there's two derabanans by the katan. Number one, his etzim chiyuv, even if it would be full, would be derabanan, and he only ate a kazayas or less than a kedei sviya, which for everyone is a derabanan. So he has a double derabanan. In motzi la'aviv, will that double midrabanan able to be motzi his father, who didn't eat kedei sviya, but he only has one derabanan? Yesh deos ben aposkim v'yesh lahachmir. There are differing opinions in the poskim. One should be machmir. If you look at the Shaar Tzion and Ozdal, he writes, Shekenu das that Tosis and Megillah Yutes. This is the understanding and the sheet of Tosis and Megillah and the Orzarua and the Ran. Ubiprat das Haramban de Svirle de Koton Gora Mishar Chiyuve de Rabbanan. Specifically, according to the sheet of the Ramban, who holds that a Koton is worse than any other Chiyo de Rabbanan, de Ain Olav Chiyo Klal. Really, there's no Chiyov on the Koton to bench. Rakaav Muchiyov Lechencho. Really, it's a Chiyov on the father to be Mechanech a son. It's not really a Chiyov on the son at all. And therefore, that would be worse than any other derabanan. I'd like to read another interesting note, which is in the back of the Sefer on page 34, all the way on the bottom right, note number 2. It's going back on that which the Mishabura said in Sivkotan Gimel. We said that an Isha can only be motzi a person that only has a chiyav derabanan on the tzad that she is derabanan. And the Mishabura brought from the tour the Mipneishu Safik Naktinan the Ein Motzios as Ha'achirim Sha'achluk Deisvia. Because of the Safik that maybe the woman is only Chayim Darabanim, she cannot be Motzi others who ache Deisvia who have a Vada Daraisa. So she's a Safik Daraisa, Safik Darabanim, she can't be Motzi a man who is full who has a Vada Daraisa. So if you look at note 2 in the back of the Sefer, he points out, Mavur Sha'av Shiyesh Safik in Mukhuyavos Heimen HaTorah. Even though there's a Safik if she has a Chiyav Daraisa or not, still, she's not able to be motzi the men who are chayav min haTorah vaday. The Asher Kosav Lael, and here's the Bam Kasha we learned earlier. Shemish Mevara Bechazamazon Shenis Mitam Safik, one who is saying benching a second time because he's not sure if he benched, so he's going back to bench me Safik. We said before he's motzi achirim sheochlu kedei sviya. He can be motzi others who ate kedei sviya, hamuchuyavim bebirchas hamazon mitaras vaday, who are chayven benchim mitaras vaday. So over here in our case, the woman has a suffix whether she's daraisa or derabanan, she can't be motzi the person who has a vaday daraisa. But we said before, a person who's not sure if he benched and he's going back my suffix to bench, he could be motzi someone who has a vaday chiyuv. So explains with Scheinberg, sheshom yesh chiyuv vaday. In that case, there is a chiyuv that is vaday, vasafik hu im niftar. The suffix is that he patter up his chiyuv already, did he bench or not, but he vaday has a chiyuv daraisa, then he could be motzi someone who has a chiyuv daraisa right now. Which is not the case over here. The etzim chiyuv on the isha is a suffik. So if you have a chiyuv daraisa, you're just mesupik if you were mekayim that or not, so you have to go back again, midin suffik daraisa l'chumra, so then you can be motzi someone who has a chiyuv daraisa. But if you be'etzim only have a suffik, whether you're chayuv daraisa or derabanan, then you can not be motzi someone who has a vaday chiyuv d'oraisa. That is the beautiful pshat of Rav Scheinberg. Let's now begin Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. We're on page Sadi Aleph. Simen Kuf Pei Zayin is diyukim benusach brichas hamazon. We're making some diyukim in the actual nusach of the benching. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Yesh Omrin Baruch Masbiya L'Re'ivim. Some say the words Baruch Masbiya Re'ivim, blessed is the one who fills those who are hungry. Ve'ein lo amro, but Zakta Mechaber, one should not say this. Ve'hamos of Gareya, and one who adds on is really taking away, you're making things worse. Vim Omar bim kom birchas hazon, and in the place of saying the first bracha of benching, one said Birich Rachmana Malkum Mari Dehaipita. Again, it's a Lashon Aramaic for thanking Hashem for the bread. Yotza, then he is Yotze. V'yesh omrim shetzarech shiyachtum brich rachmana dezon kula. There are those who say that's not enough. You have to have a chasima as well at the end and say brich rachmana dezon kula. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Aleph, yesh omrim baruch masbir re'evim, hainu shahir. Their minog was that they would say this before they began Birchas HaMazon, but as the Mechaber says, Ve'en L'Omro, we don't say it. V'amosef Gorea, one who adds on is taking away, Sif Katan Beis. Ve'en L'Hosef Al Matbeya Shetovu Chachamim. One should not add on to the form of brachos that the Chazal set up. Lo yomar ki li olam chasto imanu. One should not say in benching ki li olam chasto imanu that the chesed of Hashem is always with us. Ki chasodov heim im kol chay, because the chesed of Hashem is not only with us, but it's with all living creatures. Next ha'ara she'ato zon. That's the end of noda. Kamatz tachas hashin. There should be a kamatz she'ato zon. Anachnu modim velo anu, the anu hu lashon aninus. We don't want to say the lashon of anu, because that's the lashon of aninus. Rather, we say anachnu modim befi kol chai velo befe. Re'enu b'shva tachas reish v'lo b'cholam. Re'enu has to have a shva under the reish and not a cholam. Ki hu l'shom bakasha, because he wanted to be a lashon of making a request. Umitam zeh, for this reason that it should be a lashon of a request. Tzarech lomar zuneinu b'miflom. Bimulafim. So too, for the same reason that you want to be blushing bakasha, so you have to say zuneinu with the u after the zayin, so that way it is a lushan of bakasha as well. Lo chaser lanu va'al yachser lanu. The girsa also in the first bracha is like we have it. Lo chaser lanu va'al yachser lanu. Sifkat and gimbal. Malka Mare. We said one who says in the place of brichas hazon, brich rachmana, Malka Mare, the hypita is yotze. Ulufi masha kosav and mechaber lakamam besimin reishu dalud. According to what the mechaber will tell us later on in reishu dalud, Mary the Omer Malka da Alma. It's not enough to say Malka, which is like Melech. You have to say Melech Ha'olam. You have to say Malka da Alma. So here also, you'd have to say Malka da Alma, like we say normally, Melech Ha'olam. The Ayin B'Mashe Kasadnu Shom. Look what we wrote over there. If you look at note number 3, he brings down Shom Kasva Shochnach Shem Dilek Tevas Ha'olam L'Yotze Dechavaso. It's so important to say Ha'olam, Melech Ha'olam, that if you don't say Ha'olam, you're not Yotze Yerchiv. V'kosav mishaburasham ubeber alochasham sheladas ha'even ha'ozer shemesafik ain't zar lachzur levarich. He says that mesafik you not have to go back. Uladina alocha lemaisa hela beber alochasham. The beber alocha comes out over there. Shem amar melech levad below tevas ha'olam. If you just said melech without ha'olam, tzarich lachzur levarich, you would have to go back and say the bracha again. Ulam, however, im amar ha'melech behei ha'yedia. If you added on the hey to ha'melech, mistaber she'ain ochozer mevarich. It's logical that you would not have to go back and make the bracha again. Sivkotan Dalud. We said if you say Brich Rachman Malko Mori the Haipita your Yotza, Yidei Bracha Rishona Shehi Brichas Hazon, Yotze the first bracha of benching, which is the bracha of Hazon. The Afshe Kitzer Ma'ura Bracha, even though you abbreviated the bracha a lot, Velo Amoro Kanusa Shetikne Chacham Veloshna Kodesh, and you didn't say it the way Chazal Masakine in Loshna Kodesh, Afilu Hochi Yotze B'dievet, still your Yotze B'dievet, Ho V'Hiskir Shem, since you mentioned Hashem name, the Hashem Yizboro Chayukorin Oso V'Loshon Rachmana, Hashem was referred to without Loshna of Rachmana, and you also mentioned Malchus, the Inyan Abracha, so you said the Shem, you said the Malchus, and you said the Inyan Abracha, and therefore you are Yotze. Umash Ma'od, the Ledea Rishona, Afshalo Chisim Gam Kemhani. Clearly the Mashmos of the Mechaber is, from the fact that he then brings a second Shita that says you have to say a Chasima, the Mashmos is, according to the first opinion, even without a Chasima, it's fine. The after Kaim Malon, even though we hold in general the Mokom Shamru Lachtom, Eino Rashai Shalo Lachtom, that we say in a place where Chazal said you should have an end to the bracha, you're not allowed to not end the bracha with a chasima. Mikom makom b'di'eved yotze. That's only a din l'chatchila, but b'di'eved you are yotze according to the first opinion over here in the mechaber. V'adeya hashniya svira lo duhu li'ikuva af b'di'eved. The second sheet over here obviously holds it's from akiv even b'di'eved, and therefore if there is no chasima, you would not be yotze. V'ayim b'bach shekosav. Look in the Bach who writes dinirali le'iker hadeya hazu. It appears to me the Iker Shita over here is a second Shita that you must have the Chasima of Brich Rachmana the Zon Kula. The Hevio Bel Yeraba, and this Al Yeraba brings down the Bach. V'inei kol zehu dafka b'dievet. Again, this whole discussion is only b'dievet. Aval l'chadchilo l'kul yalme ein l'shanos klal minusach habrocha shetinu lanu chachomim zal. But l'chadchilo avada, one should not veer off that exact lushan that Chazal was masaking for us in benching and any other brocha. U'kumosh mevur b'rama and Perakal mikriyshma uperakal michos brachos. Like the Rambam brings down in two places. Umashma ba'achronim diladim ketanim nuchal lechanchum lechavchilu benusach zem ibrachas hazon. The mashmos of the achronim is that for small children that you want to be mechanech them, you can lechatchila be mechanech them with this nusach in the Birchas Hazon, this abbreviated nusach, v'chein ma'at ma'at mikol bracha, and so too a little bit at a time for each bracha, ad sheyedu levera kol bracha ketikuna, until they get to the point that they know every bracha in the proper way. We'll stop here and continue with the base Emir Tzashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.